everybody, what's the most expensive shit
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex.
It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast with your host, Salsa.
Matt.
And Jenna.
Thank you for helping me while I was trying to swallow the rest of my burrito.
Sure, that's what you were doing.
It wasn't the rest of my burrito, it was the part of burrito I had in my mouth so far.
Burrito.
Anyway. Goddamn. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, people of Earth, it's a great time to be alive.
Yes. I would also say our intergalactical listeners as well.
Intergalactical, sure. You know what?
Intergalactic listeners.
Intergalactic listeners. You know what?
I like intergalactic.
Like the point being.
Intergalactic, planetary, always, planetary, intergalactic.
Yep, see, I was trying to avoid that.
Yep. And I wasn't. We need booze.
You know what? Fine. Yeah.
We need booze.
Brief pause. Start. Booze. Go.
Booze. Okay, we have a bottle of wine.
Ooh.
we're classy?
This is, no. This is some trailer trash
it
wine right here.
Interesting.
Because this is sweet sunset red chocolate wine.
Huh.
Grape wine with natural chocolate cream flavor.
See, when you say grape wine, the fact that you feel the need to...
that look, I said this is some super white trash wine here, but here we go.
Wait, I'm looking at the viscosity.
It smells like chocolate.
Looks like... got a decent line.
Nope. Hard no. Hard no on that.
Chocolatey.
Anybody want this?
Actually, yeah. That's too
sweet for me. It is very chocolatey and all that, but
I like sweeter things.
No, I think one glass would be. I'm gonna finish this glass, but that'll be about it.
No, that would make me sick.
No, actually, I think this is a good one for me.
All right, well, Jenna, you can take the rest of the bottle home.
I am trashy as fuck, so yeah.
Sure. You can take the rest of the bottle home, but unfortunately, Matt, what are we gonna?
Okay, well, I'm just saying, of the two things that were important to point out right now, why it's a good time to be alive.
You need a drink.
Oh, I do, but that's fine. They're more important things.
Okay,
because the other thing, the reason I am happy to be alive right now, we're in the midst of the Steam holiday sale. Yes. And for you longtime listeners of AON, you know we are all held in thrall by the Steam holiday sales. We are often subject to its whims. It is perhaps a weakness of our character. It is perhaps the fact that that's just how, you know, wherefore dost the Steam games blow, dost we nimbly bimbly dance upon the waves.
What the fuck are you saying?
The point
he's not been
drinking enough.
No. The point is, I bought some Vidya games. How about you guys?
I bought some Vidya games.
Yeah.
I bought some for my daughter.
That's a lie. I haven't bought any games.
Let's talk Vidya games. Sorry, guys. If you're not into Vidya games, well, one, what the fuck?
I'm going back to Salsa. I think Salsa had a point that he was going to make.
I don't care about
that. Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing that was good besides booze?
More booze?
The fact that you don't have booze yet.
Oh, I'll figure something out. Don't worry. I got my own.
But...
Oh, no. We'll get there.
Oh, my God.
We gotta finish your drinks.
This is fuck.
But it is Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. That's when the Steam games rain down upon all of us, as well as other games. So let's talk games for a little bit, because it is that time of year when everybody scores some sweet new games. Now, Salsa, you sent me something on Steam. Do you remember what it was?
Not off the top of my head. It was a bundle something?
Bundle. You sent him a bouquet.
I already deleted the email that they sent me too, so I don't
that's
even...
fair. Well, why don't you talk about? Because I literally just sent you one like as we were talking. So you go talk about yours. I'll figure out what you sent.
Matt sent me Sunless Sea with the Submariner DLC. Mm-hmm. For those of you not familiar with Sunless Sea, if you have ever played the browser game Fallen London, which I am playing now as well. Fallen London is a browser game wherein, I don't know, the mythology is a little strange. It's like certain cities have fallen into the earth and exist in a kind of a place between earth and hell.
It's really weird.
And, like, there are demons that run around, you can, like, align with the hell or the church. And you have four traits, and they are, like, persuasive, watchful, dangerous, and can't remember off the top of my head what the other one is. But you basically, it's by playing various storylines. It's pretty, it's text based. So you play various storylines by deciding which route you want to take with various things, and based on your stats, you have a certain percentage chance of success. It's hard to describe.
It is very different from the game I just sent you.
Yeah, but that's the Sunless Sea is based on that world, mm-hmm. but is a completely different game. It is, right. You are a sea captain?
Yeah, basically you are a guy who is, you are a person who is given a ship, a modest ship, in this underground sea. And
since it's underground, it's basically black.
Yes, you can only see as far as your light allows you to see, mm-hmm. unless there is a buoy or something providing light, another port providing light, right. or perhaps some natural underground phosphorus type thing. And you will seek out ports and strange, weird civilizations and whatnot. And it's kind of Lovecraftian in that there are weird, awful things that you might find. Because fear is one of the like things you have as well as like, you know, fuel and hunger. You can establish trade routes and, you know, develop a better thing to upgrade your boat and your weapons and yada yada yada. But you'll encounter and deal with humans. You'll encounter and deal with humanoids, and you'll also just have crazy ass fucking deep sea angler type monsters that can eat your ship, and you got to decide to run away or whatever. And it's really, really fun. It is similar in nature to me to like Darkest Dungeon, that Chip Lineburner championed probably about a year ago, mm-hmm. which is another excellent game. I don't know, I fell down that rabbit hole pretty hard to the point where when Megan comes over, she's like, "You playing your game?" And she means that. And so the answer is yes. So it's really, really good. This is why I need to audition and get into another show, because otherwise I play this game. So it's been really fun. I did by now, by the way, find the game that you picked up for me,
okay.
Salsa, which is Lakeview Cabin Collection.
Yes, that's the
one.
Which is a bunch of 2D kind of action puzzle games that are essentially like being in a Friday the 13th movie, but having to, you know, find your way to survive and do whatever,
yep.
which is so in my wheelhouse, because I do love it. It's super pixely art type stuff.
Yeah, it's very... very much the old, like,
super lo-fi, yeah,
microzine subscription,
yeah, which I'm all in favor of that. That's mm-hmm. great. I actually just finished playing through a point and click adventure called The Last Door, mm-hmm. Which it was super cheap on Steam, and I'm trying to actually write reviews for Steam games I play now, assuming I complete them, and it starts as a decent tutorial if you've never played a point-and-click adventure. You know, if you've never played Monkey Island, or you've never played, you know, whatever. Like, cool, okay, like, this is a relatively short one. But I think there are two things working against it. One is that after the first chapter, and there are four chapters, the plot kind of falls apart. And then there are translation issues. And, at least I assume. Because if you look at the group of people who are credited as creating the game... they all have very, like, Latino or Spanish-sounding names. And then you get a lot of very obvious, like, problems with conjugation and things. And it's like, oh, okay, so this might be a group from X country, Y country, and they're trying to localize it to America. And it's not quite getting there. And that makes some of the puzzles damn near unsolvable unless you look for a walkthrough. It's like, oh, there's no way in hell I would ever think to look at X or Y, because nothing in the text mentions it. So it's like, it's fine, it's okay, but it's not quite there.
Okay.
Whereas at the same time, like the Steam sale currently has got me. I think I bought like four more point-and-click adventures, because I'm a glutton for punishment. And so, yeah, like, if you're curious as to what's good and that I'm kind of digging playing, I'll certainly tell you, like, oh, this sucked, this is good, whatever, blah, 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 either way. I did pick up, as I mentioned off mic, I think earlier, the Batman Telltale
mm-hmm.
game. So
Give me a week.
And Telltale puts out a good product.
I will buy whatever Telltale puts out.
Yeah.
You know, just to see.
Right.
But, because I'll give them the benefit of the doubt at any time. So, I don't know. What else? Jenna, we discovered you don't have a wish list because apparently you're too cool and everybody wants to buy you all the games.
Either everything got bought for me, which I don't believe is accurate, or I may have accidentally deleted it.
It could be.
Or, I mean, things can go wrong, but it is not there. It does not exist. So I'm currently rebuilding it.
So
from
Jenna gets no presents.
Nope. I'm currently rebuilding, but I do want to talk
maybe
about
by the end of the show, Jenna gets a present. Maybe.
It's possible.
I did buy a few games for Jessa, like I said.
Yep, we talked about that.
I was like, what do you want for Christmas? She's like, Steam wish list. I'm like, cool.
So what was on her list?
The ones that I bought her, the top three, was a wrestling game.
Which one?
I don't remember which one. Like, this makes me a bad mom. But apparently
This makes you a bad mom?
Oh, well, one of many reasons. But, yeah, it's a contributing factor.
Okay.
But what she was excited about is that you can create wrestling characters and wrestling situations. Because what she really loves about gaming is the stories. And the thing is that you create the characters and the situation, but you don't create the outcome. So, like, it basically, as it plays, as you play the wrestling game, is something, but, like, storyline unfolds. And she thought that was a really cool aspect. So I got her that.
Cool.
Then I got her, Just Cause 3, I think.
Okay.
I think I've maybe played one of those. I need to try that more.
Yeah. It asked me for my birth date when I went to buy it, and I'm like, should I be buying this for my daughter? And I'm like,
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah. She's 16. She's like wanted to go live like on her own at this point and call herself independent, she could do it. Yeah. So I got her that, and she was like, yeah, there's blood. I'm like, okay. And then I got her Fallout 4.
Nice.
Because I'm the best parent ever.
That's true.
As opposed to earlier when I was the worst parent ever.
So, as a segue for Fallout 4, because Crimbo happened, that means there's the post-Crimbo deals.
Yep.
Which means I now have a PlayStation 4.
Nice.
What?
Because, you know what? I'm willing to say it. I'm not above being slightly petty.
Yeah.
And going, I love the idea of the boy having a PlayStation 4 because he desperately wants one. But I want that to be a thing he and I do together.
Mm-hmm.
And if I buy him a PlayStation 4, one, it's incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
And two, I will never see it again. We will never play those games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, maybe next year, like, you know, we can do that. And so I was like, okay, so I didn't get him that for Christmas this year. And then, like, a day or two after Christmas, it's like, oh, well, actually, now that Christmas has happened and I got a little money from my parents, as I always do, I can get a PlayStation. So I did. So
well done.
Nice.
So now there is a PlayStation. He doesn't know this yet. He'll find out tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yeah, he'll find out tomorrow when he comes to my house.
Awesome.
And because I bought a PlayStation and then went and bought used games. So he will have a PlayStation 4 with Uncharted 4.
Nice.
Fallout 4.
Nice.
Infamous Second Son, which is the third Infamous game.
Nice.
What else did I get? Batman Arkham Knights. And which is the final one of the Batman, like, Arkham Asylum trilogy. And then one other one that I can't remember. And then also my roommate Eric has, like, Dark Souls 3, Bloodborne, and, like, four or five other games that once you, like, download them, those kind of work. So I was like, okay, cool. So he will show up on Thursday with no idea that, like, Dad now has not only the next generation console, but, like, 10 games he can play. Awesome.
So, nice.
What that basically means is last night, Megan and I played Fallout 4 for, like, an hour. We're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is dope.
It's really good.
It's pretty satisfying.
And it's pretty impressive.
It's good. We're not that deep into it yet, as you'd imagine, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it, because those are favorites of mine, so... Yeah, that was super fun.
The biggest one. I'm gonna segue.
Go for it.
Jessa also got a gaming console this year from her other side of the family. She now has an Xbox One.
Ooh,
fancy. I know. So that's going to come back to my place so that she can play games with her sister online.
Nice.
But yeah, I was told that that was coming, but I don't know if they got her any games, so I might need to be spending GameStop. More money.
Well, and that's the nice thing about like a year in is like I went to GameStop and they were like buy two get one free for used games, so I spent like $30 and got three
Jessa
games.
1 year had her PS2. And the family was like, what does she want? And she was like, PS2 games? So my mom's side got her a combined 78 PS2 games.
Holy shit.
Right? And I was like, well, here's what you're doing for the rest of your winter break. You're
pretty much,
playing games and figuring out what we want to return.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, one thing that Jesse picked up himself that is absolutely delightful is Pony Island.
Yes.
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 I highly recommend that game for people that connect with Matt and Salsa.
It is dirt cheap on
Steam. Specifically Matt. I think this is a bit more of a Matt game than a Salsa game, but...
By which she means it's actually good.
No, I got it.
Well played. But, yeah, it is... It's one of those meta brain bendy things. Yeah. So, do it.
Cool.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah, that hit the radar. As far as weird shit that we're into.
Plus, it's got the word pony.
It does have the word pony,
and it does in fact have ponies in it.
It does
among
in fact have
that. Other things. There's some logic puzzles. There's some other weird bits, and it's ridiculous and great. It's actually in my mind better than some of the other ones that you'll see. That's like, and now weird shit happens, and you're like, fucking okay,
good.
Much more involved. A little slow to get into it, but once you do, it's like, oh shit, son.
Cool. I finally picked up Castle Crashers because in advance of Megan getting a laptop for the first time in a couple of years. Tomorrow is when it's supposed to be there from Amazon, so we can play that, which has been widely regarded as a great multiplayer game.
Mm-hmm.
Because the idea of sitting around and just doing couch co-op or just like two people sitting across the table from each other and playing shit is super exciting, but there's not enough of that anymore.
And yet you hate board games.
I do hate board games. I really fucking do. I like all the dice rolls to be just clicking a button. I don't want to have to pick up pieces of things and moving a thing. I want all that to be automated. And then just in case I don't want to play with someone else, I just want to play with the computer. It's how it goes, dude. Sorry. Like, Street Fighter sounds fun as couch co-op. Risk does not. Like, it's just, it's not the thing. I don't know. It's the thing.
You're the worst.
You know, maybe.
I mean, yes.
I mean, sure.
That's not a maybe. That's
Point out, too, that there is a dark underbelly to the Steam sale, which I feel Megan has plumbed the depths of. Megan has what you might call a capricious list of games that she wants to play, many of which are games I've heard about from Cracked articles about ridiculous games. And so, as she was sitting there going, oh, what's on sale on the Steam list? And burp, burp, burp. And so, for her finding Hatful Boyfriend.
What?
And being like, do a quick search on Steam. It is the game wherein it is one of those Japanese dating sims. Except all the people you are trying to date.
How do you spell that?
H-A-T-O.
Hatful
Boyfriend. All the people you're trying to date. Are pigeons.
I have heard of this.
Everybody has.
The fuck have I...
She bought the fuck out of this game.
I feel like Jesse has shown me the trailer for this and been like, why?
Everybody has.
Why is this a thing?
And she looked at him and went, no way. And I was like, yeah, no, that's a thing. I saw an article about it and she's like, bought. And I'm like, that's pushing that joke too far. But no, but I feel like at least, like, she bought, like, five or six games, too. But her thing is just like, that's insane. I need to own that. And I'm like,
Right?
You have disposable income on a level I don't have. Because I'm like, I could be playing a good game right now.
Yeah.
And to be fair, she also likes really good games. Like, she and I are working our way through, like, a bunch of really cool shit. But
this is a really hipster game.
No, but this thing is it's not.
Buying this game and playing it is a hipster thing to do.
Buying this game as Megan is perhaps a hipster thing.
Super hipster.
But this game is not a hipster game. This is a sincere Japanese bullshit.
No, I know it's... I know the game, but anybody that buys this game and plays it is being super hipster. Because there's no reason to buy this game and play it except to ironically enjoy it.
Maybe. But
no other reason.
She might just be a little too kawaii for her own good.
Yeah, she might not enjoy it ironically.
She
kind
of is. That's the thing. She, like, when we went to the Mall of America to take the boy out before Christmas and went on some rides, like, there was, like, a place that had, like, a little kiosk, and they just sold little bento boxes of candy, and she spent, like, 10 minutes in there, you know, and $25 getting a little thing of tiny stuff. And then, like, she's like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't know, I was looking for iPad games that have weird, sexy fox girls. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, you know, the ones that are kind of creepy, but not quite creepy enough. I'm like, okay. So, like, she kind of, that's just kind of her deal.
She's got her thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, you know, cool. Baller. You know, dig, you know, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. I just don't grok it, but, oh, man, it's
I love how
does she know how to dog?
I don't know if she knows how to dog. We can ask her. I know she knows how to pigeon, apparently. But, man.
Because I do not know if she eats dogs.
I don't know. It could be weird. But it's been interesting. Like, scrolling, like, what's on your wish list? Oh. What's on your wish list? Oh. Like, we don't, we're not very conversant. So,
wow.
That's the thing. So anyway, between the Steam sale and some PlayStation 4 games, anything else we need to make sure we mention? Oh, yeah, anything else great we got for the holidays? Non-video game related?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh.
I got an aquarium temperature adjustment. What's it called? Temperature control.
Thermostat?
I got a temperature control for an aquarium.
So is that like a snaker, keeper, aliver?
Basically. No.
Fisher keeper aliver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It controls the water temperature of an aquarium.
Cool.
Do you have an aquarium?
Nope.
Cool. That's why I went terrarium.
But this is a key component in turning my keg, my chest freezer, into a keezer.
Oh. This is for booze, honey.
I'm going to make a keezer, and you will be able to drink homebrew cold.
I like this idea.
Out of a tap.
Fair.
That you just turn around because it will be right behind where you're standing.
Cool.
And you will be able to pour a beer whenever you
want. Oh, fair enough. I will say, on the terms of my gifts, I did in fact get the socks and underwear as expected.
I got socks and underwear as well.
It's good.
My son and I got matching socks.
Excellent.
Oh, that's adorable.
We got Darth Vader socks.
Ooh, very nice.
I just dropped an egg.
My surprise gift, writing desk. My mom wanted me to have a place to write things that was not sitting on my kitchen counter, and I was pretty impressed.
Is it similar to a Raven?
It's not at all like Raven, no.
Okay.
It's actually
pretty... I'm glad you went there with me, though.
Thank you, yeah. No, it's actually pretty dope. It's only about, you know, 3 feet wide. It's just, it's like a, very clearly like a
one-person
size. No.
Damn.
But what it is it's just kind of like, it honestly presents like a magician's case.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have, the legs of it are just a folded out X thing.
Yep, mm-hmm.
You set the thing on top, and then you can screw it in to mount it.
Right.
But then what you have is just a box, and if you lift the top of the box, it sets flat back, which gives you a space with two pull-out shelves, or you can slide the bottom thing out, and so you have like room for a keyboard. So
right,
you can
do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, this is not too far off from like a really vaudevillian type thing.
Absolutely.
And yeah. I was like, this is pretty great and takes up almost no space. Like, mm-hmm. Well played, Mom.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it's pretty dope. So I'm still figuring out exactly where that's going to go in my place. It's going to go in the living room or my room. I haven't decided. The only deciding factor there is I think I need Wi-Fi for wherever I write. And that puts it out in the living room because my bedroom won't get Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
There's too many walls in the way.
Too much lead paint.
I guess, yeah. So, but yeah, it's pretty dope. That was like the really random, unexpected thing I got this year, which is pretty cool.
Very so. Cool.
Nice. I actually haven't gotten any presents.
Hang on.
Like,
wish list?
Have you?
Like, I have put
you
a few things on
could have,
my wish list.
Yeah.
Right. No, I did not do any of my family gatherings.
Not yet, or won't?
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Mm. So, not doing that. We were going to go to North Dakota, but then Winter Storm Europa happened, and we were like, we're not going to get stuck in North Dakota. That sounds like the worst Christmas ever. So
that does.
Yeah, right? Like, eesh. So we did not go to Jesse's family's for the holidays. And Jesse has not given me presents. I think they're still being delivered. I'm not sure. But, and Jessa didn't give me anything because she's a horrible teenager. but yeah, okay. I take that back. I've gotten a present so far. My con bestie actually sent me and Jessa some presents for the holidays. So, so far I have a Christmas ornament.
I mean, that's a thing.
It's super nice. It's a Christmas ornament, and it's got 2016 on it, and it's a little picture frame Christmas ornament, so I can put a picture of Jess and I in there and be like, we have a Christmas ornament that has us. Mm-hmm. There is a package from her that I haven't opened yet because Jess and I are doing some Christmas opening. I received a gift! Oh my god! Best wishes.
I mean, cool. It's like I tried to type everything with my left hand.
While pretending to listen to what it is that I'm saying. I'm going to accept this gift.
I won't even say I was pretending to listen.
You really weren't. Hey, guys, I just got a Christmas present. Microcosm Survival of Cells. Which intrigues me on a science-y level.
There you go.
I feel like this, from my understanding of what I've heard and read, this is one part learning, one part puzzle.
Cool.
And yeah. And it's supposed to be a relaxing atmosphere. Nice. So yeah. There are two types of games that I like. I like the kind of calm puzzle solving or calm strategy, calm world building in general. But the kind of the calmer stuff. Or I like to blow shit up. So
sure.
Yeah.
No happy medium here.
Nope.
Right.
Nope. It's pretty much one or the other. So, yeah.
All or nothing.
This one looks like a nice, calm, you know, playing shit thing.
There you go.
I like it.
Works for me.
So, we theoretically, some of us will be trying to find time in the next month to actually play video games.
Not going to happen.
I mean, we haven't done much of it. Mm-hmm. I've done a little more than usual lately, but yeah.
I've been playing Forge of Empires on my phone because it's on my phone.
Yeah, I still play Marvel Puzzle Quest on my phone because I can do that while pooping at work. So,
right,
that's kind of the line.
Got a poop line.
I traveled to Wisconsin to hang out with my family.
Yay!
I've got 5 brothers and sisters,
Ooh.
And 2 of them live in Wisconsin.
Yay!
fucking hate you.
I've already given up on
my brother and my sister. Yeah. And so we were going to get together for Thanksgiving, but
Boo.
My wife and I already had plans.
Yeah.
That one, yeah. So we're like, okay, we'll do Christmas. So it was just going to be the 3 of us and Boo. Our kids and stuff. The day before we head out there, we find out that my younger sister, who lives in South Dakota, is also going to be there.
Yay.
So it's going to be me and 3 of my siblings out there with Boo. All of our kids. We pull up. And there's my parents' vehicle in the drive.
Yay!
My parents showed up. A complete surprise. So that was awful.
Did you get them anything?
Awesome. Awesome.
Yay!
That was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah.
No.
I believe your Freudian slip is showing. So.
Yeah, indeed. No, it seriously, it was a good time. There was me and 3 siblings, and all 4 of us have 2 kids. So there was 8 kids running around.
Kids.
No, it was actually a lot of fun because the kids just kind of did their own thing over there and ran around and did their thing, and the rest of us just drank a lot of homebrew that I brought. And oh my god, my mom baked everything, like fucking everything. She went through like 5 pounds of flour, and we went through like 12 dozen eggs, and 5 pounds of butter. Like, everything got baked. Everything. There were 4 different kinds of kolaches. There were peach and apricot.
The fuck
apricot.
Is a kolache?
It's a Czech pastry.
You're a Czech pastry.
I should know that.
It's a pastry.
Okay.
But it's this pastry filled with apricot or peach or prune or...
Oh. kind of like the little jelly cookies, but
kind of. But they look covered. A lot like a Danish, but covered.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And there were pies, and there were cinnamon rolls, and there was a pumpkin roll, which was really, really good. And there was just so much goddamn food. And we had ham and, like, eggs and fucking all of the food you could possibly imagine. I was so stuffed. It was real good. And there was a lot of people there and a lot of friends and family that I have not seen in a really long time. And my kids got to meet their cousins.
Okay, yay! That sounds surprisingly actually not shitty.
No, the only,
so
honestly...
fuck you, Salsa.
The only, yeah! Honestly, the only bad part was Asher took ill.
Oh, that's too bad.
And so he didn't sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he already doesn't like sleeping in anywhere that isn't his own bed.
Yeah.
And so throw not feeling well on top of it, and he was just every 20 minutes up screaming in the middle of the night. And so both nights I ended up in, like, the living room with him, you know, trying to get him to sleep on top of me, and so I didn't get a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thankfully, my wife is awesome and let me sleep in for various things.
She seems all right.
I'll keep her.
There you go. Let's take a break.
Yeah,
and,
all right.
And we will be back with some post-holiday nonsense.
In just a moment. If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
And we have... okay, well, everybody's playing fucking video games now.
Yay!
Also... we have some gifts in studio that Salsa was not aware of even.
Nope. Right.
Despite the fact that the AON Labs are in his basement.
Right.
There's a box and a gift bag.
Gift bag first.
Gift bag first?
Bags are always better.
All right.
You're not better and you're a bag.
Anyway.
I dislike you.
Yay.
Immensely?
You're still obeying the edict. So. So we have two things, both of which are addressed to AON.
To AON from my mother-in-law.
Yay!
I was going to keep it mysterious, but seeing it was M.I.L.
Mother-in-law.
Maybe they're new and don't know.
Well, thanks, Mill.
It's from
what?
L. Simpson. No, that's too obvious. Lisa S.
Right?
Anyway... so we have a thing to AON from Mill.
Dun, dun, dun. No.
And this is a bottle of Jameson.
Ooh, yay.
Black Barrel.
Jameson Black Barrel.
Charred for a rich, smooth taste.
It's got a good, smooth kind of burnt smokiness to it.
Fancy pants.
I've had that one. It's really good.
So, like,
I've had that one.
It's cool. I mean, I've had it. MBD.
It's fine. Yeah. You know, right. MBD.
Oh my god, I'm gonna punch you. should we have that one first, or should we open the other one?
Let's open the other one.
Okay. See what they
are. All right. So this one's in a box,
which means it must be not as good, says Jenna. Which means if it's awesome, I get it because she said it sucks.
Piss off.
I'm pretty sure that's what you just said.
No.
Shit.
Yeah, okay. Get that.
Cool.
You'd better open the box and make sure that's what it is.
We have a little whizzer battery operated liquor dispenser. Battery operated, so you push a button and the little statue of a boy pees your booze into a cup.
It does say make a little tinkle each time you drink. Yeah.
All right. Battery's not included, so I need to go get some batteries.
I was right. Matt, that's what I heard, that I'm right.
Look.
Oh my god,
this thing
awful.
Is so cool.
Oh,
this is amazing.
Goodness,
Get the cap.
Where'd it go? God.
I don't know. Okay. Dummy.
But you lost his cap already? Jesus, fuck.
Just shut up and help me find it.
No, why would I help?
I'm not on that side of the box.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Shut the fuck up. You are out of your element. Jenna, vamp.
No, I can't be boxed. So the search continues. Dear listeners, Matt and Salsa are currently looking for the cap to the Little Whizzer. The Little Whizzer, by the way, Awkward. It's awkward, you guys. You guys, this is ridiculous. This is... Okay, so it's... The little wizard is a boy. He has his head slightly tilted towards his left side. As he is holding on to his little wizard. The little wizard is naked. He is naked. He's all black. Racist? I don't know. Am I racist? I don't.
Yes.
But yeah. Okay. Matt has found the cap to the little wizard. Crisis averted.
No, I wouldn't say averted. Woo!
Crisis postponed.
Oh God. Yeah. No. That's
let's not be too bold.
Why did Salsa leave for better? Why?
I got it. Yeah.
Why?
It's got like some cobwebs on it.
Well,
gross. Okay. Well, dude, gross.
I did what I could. Look, I didn't drop it.
Well, yeah. It's also, this is why we can't have nice things.
That is true.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there are other reasons why you can't have nice things, but...
Oh, makes quite the noise, too. All right, what are we putting in here?
I guess...
I'm assuming that we're supposed to put the Jameson
in. I would guess the Jameson, yeah. I mean... Who am I to say otherwise?
Jesus.
This is a terrible idea.
This is the worst idea.
That's why we're doing it.
Yeah. All right. I'm in.
So you're going to post photos of this on the Facebook, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matt Vamp.
Now, I'm a man of the world.
No, you're not.
I've drank a lot of things.
That's true.
I put my mouth on a lot of things.
Yes.
I've not
all right,
had a naked bebe pee liquor into my mouth.
Haven't you?
To be fair, it's going to pee liquor into the cup.
Get your camera ready.
It's going to pee liquor into the cup.
Okay, hang on.
Which will then go into your mouth. So it's not directly into your mouth.
Make me question all my life decisions.
I always...
This is going to make...
Right? Like, I don't...
Camera?
Automobile? Ready? Here we go.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, God. Oh, God. And it looks... Jameson is yellow, and that's not okay.
Here's yours, Jenna.
I don't know that I want this. This is... Oh, oh, right, you ready, God.
Make it go.
Listeners, I don't know if you can hear the little wizard in the background.
That's really upsetting.
Yeah.
All right, one more time.
Here oh, God. Dear mother-in-law, what have you done? Why?
All right, we all have Jameson
Dear God,
Black
why?
Barrel now.
A little wizard
they got,
Jameson.
They got peed out to us.
All
here,
right.
Here we go.
All
cheers.
Right.
Kill Whitey. Here,
kill Whitey.
Ooh, and with that, all is forgiven.
Oh, indeed. Right? Yeah.
Thank you, mother-in-law.
Thank you so much. This is, I don't know what to... We'll discuss this later.
All right, we're clear.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Facebook.
Yeah.
God damn.
So, dear listeners, sorry about all of that. If you want to know what happened, you're going to have to go to Facebook
and see the
video. Yeah,
go to our Facebook
and
check out the little brief video of us all being horrified by this.
It's horrifying.
It is.
What the fuck?
Matt, you like horror, right?
I do, but this is believable horror.
That came out with velocity, too.
It did.
It was some strong...
The picture on the box made it look like it was...
expecting quite what we got there.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, that happened.
It did, in fact.
Yep. That was happening.
Yeah, the picture on the box makes it look like it's dribbling down, and that is not close
That's
to
not,
what happened.
Not even.
This kid has some serious bladder problems.
Right?
All right, so that's all ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, what we're talking about now?
I have no idea anymore.
We got derailed pretty hard.
Well,
the piss went straight to my head.
Let me say this. What is a beverage that would be not disturbing that you can think of?
That would get peed out of a boy's urethra?
No,
not anything
it would
with
never
cream.
Even do something that horrible. Something that would be only comforting. then it would only bring you joy, happiness, and perhaps some warmth in your gullet in these cold winter months.
You'd think Jameson.
You'd think, but I would suggest...
Scotch would be my only...
Scotch is a good secondary option, but I would say True Stone Coffee.
Oh,
always a safe bet. I would say, in fact, I brought my mom and dad a pound of True Stone for Christmas.
Oh, well done.
Oh, did you?
And they were thrilled. And I literally got a phone call yesterday from my mom saying, hey, your Uncle Walt and his husband Steve flew in because they're in for like a conference or something for like a day. Like literally like one day. I didn't even get a chance to go hang out with them. And she's like, but I bought myself a French press. And she had told me she was going to do that. And I was like, okay, do you make sure you grind the grounds a little coarser. And she's like, what? And I was like, so I talked her through a little bit of it. And she's like, yeah, blah, 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 filtering. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but here you go. And I gave her a pound of the lighter True Stone roast I had. And so she called me last night and was like, Matt, okay, Walter and Steve came over. I used my brand new French press. I ground the beans right before I made them. It was awesome. Like, everybody really liked it. Everybody thought it was great.
Awesome.
Blah, blah, blah. And I got to tell them, like, this is the coffee that, you know, sponsors your show. Doesn't get much better than that.
Right?
Like, if you can give it as a Christmas gift, and people not only appreciate the gift, but give it to other people, and then call you to thank you for making them look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's as good as a Christmas gift gets. So, if you, too, would like to be that dope, you can
Is the gift that keeps on
giving. Really is. You can go to TrueStoneCoffee.com, buy yourself some coffee, use the promo code...
Apropos.
Some of us would spell it apropos.
One of these days I'm going to say apropos would. And you're going to be really confused.
Yeah, but, you know, as you like. However, I'm just saying.
I got a thing.
But you can go to, True Stone Coffee, use the promo code apropos or apropos if you must, and get yourself a discount. Get these delicious beans delivered straight to your door, and you can get them light, medium, dark roast, whatever you like. I will say, and this is outside my norm for buying coffee prior to True Stone, their lighter roasts tend to be my favorite ones.
I love a light roast,
they
do
have
a light roast
perfected
well.
Light roasts with good flavor.
And I got to say, I don't like dark roasts, but I do like the True Stone dark roast. What to roast at
absolutely.
What area.
I do like a dark roast. However, they've taught me to like light roasts because I appreciate the subtlety more. And let's not forget, they do a cold press.
Yeah. Yes.
If you do want rocket fuel, because you want something that will not be disgusting, like a Red Bull or a Monster Energy drink in the morning, but will get you
actually,
up and going, True Stone cold press is the way to go.
I actually had Drew... I think it was Drew. Send me a message the other day asking about True Stone Coffee and which I prefer for making beer. If I prefer dark roast or light roast,
Drew or Dennis?
I think it was maybe Dennis.
Probably Dennis.
I think you're right. But
could be either. Yeah,
just like, and I was like, you know, for this kind of beer, I prefer a light roast, and for this kind, I prefer dark. But we had a big conversation about coffee, and it was like, I know things about this now because we had those guys on this show. And I learned so much. I learned more about coffee from those two just in that one show than, like, Jesus, in the rest of my life.
Yeah, for sure.
I had, like, a background in coffee, but they still, like, completely blew me out of the water. It was impressive.
Yeah, so if you would like to get your hands on some of this delicious coffee.
And you do.
And of course you do.
Yeah.
TrueStoneCoffee.com. Go there. Use the promo code apropos. Apropos if you must.
Apropos.
And get yourself a discount. Get yourself some beans delivered directly to your door. Or send them as a gift. It's not too late to do that as a, oops, forgot your Christmas gift. Or, hey, Happy New Year's. Or, you know what? Birthday. Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
There is no reason not to have some delicious True Stone coffee in your house. That said... we now have we now have some Jameson, what is it called? Black Label?
Black Barrel.
Black Barrel.
We now have some Jameson Black Barrel in our fancy little glasses. I've still got half of a Taco Bell burrito.
I still have some of that chocolate wine.
We're all still busy clicking through Steam because of the Steam sales. I feel like
I'm looking through Team Fortress 2 items right now.
Oh.
And there's a thing.
Oh, I just got a game.
Yay!
Yay. Thanks, John.
I think you'll like that one.
I think so, too. The boys have wanted to play this for ages.
Yep. All right. Anyway, so
have we all got each other
items?
A game now?
I haven't gotten yours.
You haven't gotten mine?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Did you gift it instead of, like, buying it for yourself?
No, I just want to point out, I got a game.
Yeah, no, no. So I thought his figure.
I fucking did.
Oh, wait. No, there it is. Got it.
Ha ha! Timing!
It's just your shitty internet.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Salsa.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this one just looks peaceful and delightful. No, so I'm looking at, like, inventory shit, like the little crappy things that you get in your inventory that you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this picture of a thing? One of them is a picture of a sword called the Persian Persuader, and it looks just like one of my scimitar swords.
It looks delicious.
It's amazing.
Scimitar is not the word I thought you were going to use to finish that sentence.
It looks sword? Delicious.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just surprised by that, and now I need to share that with somebody. Anyway. Matt, I'm bored.
Are you bored?
I'm bored.
I bet we could fix that with the Fast Five.
Fast Five!
Still running through some old Fast Fives, because there's a ton of them. My bad. So, for those of you who might be new, the way a Fast Five works is we get a list of five choices, A or B, Coke or Pepsi type stuff, and we make our picks, and then we open a second email that tells us whether we were right in our assumptions or wrong. This particular week, we were using a Fast Five from our buddy Mud.
Thank you, Mud.
Yay, Mud!
Who sent this particular list to us back on October 14th, 2012.
Okay.
So, question one, Little T's or Uptown Diner?
Little T's.
Uptown Diner.
Nope, you are wrong.
I've been to Uptown once or twice, and I like it, but I go to Little T's
it's
more.
Except, right.
Uptown.
Yeah. Little T's is like two blocks from my house.
Yeah, but Little T's, I feel like nachos. 10 years ago, nachos. Little T's would have been my thing. But I just,
nachos.
It's such a crazy atmosphere.
What? That's the quietest place ever.
Oh, wait, Little T's. What am
I thinking? Little T's is the one right next to Black Forest.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking
you're thinking the one that's two blocks up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally different.
No.
So I agree with you there.
No, yeah. Little T's.
Little T's.
Yeah.
The one that's the tiny little hole.
Absolutely Little T's.
And they have mint mojitos, and yeah. I fucking love new mint.
That's one we've gone to after a couple of years.
No, they're not mint.
Mango mojitos.
Yeah.
I absolutely misspoke. Little T's.
You're thinking of the place that gives you like the five drinks on your birthday.
Yeah, that's
something's whatever.
That's
the two blocks north. Yeah, no, Little T's is the tiny one.
That is the drunk
and again,
place.
Really, no slight against Uptown Diner for me.
No.
I like the Uptown Diner.
Little T's, I just never get there. Nachos are so good.
Okay. Question two. Matt's or 5-8 Club? It's got to be Juicy Lucy.
Matt's.
5-8.
I see. The Saucy Sally is just kind of my jam.
And you know, my sister had a coworker that worked at Matt's, maybe still does. And my sister works at Wells Fargo, like in finance, and her coworker was like part time at Matt's, and eventually phased out and just worked at Matt's because she was making better money. You know, and that's how good the Juicy Lucy's are there.
No,
which is to say, like, it is good.
Absolutely, Matt's has taken one thing and made it perfect.
Yes,
whereas I. While that's really good, I like to have variety.
I do. No,
and
5-8
has
doing,
the variety.
But if their one thing was exactly what I wanted,
yeah,
I would never go anywhere else.
Oh, absolutely.
5-8. I only order one thing at 5-8, but it's slightly
see,
different.
I mix it up at 5-8.
That's the thing.
Whenever I go to 5-8, I get something different.
Yeah.
It's Saucy Sally. Absolutely, I will get that. But their burger with peanut butter and jelly inside of it is every so often you just look at that.
Really?
It's so good.
We might have to do a field trip.
It is ridiculously good.
Well, if we do AONCon this September.
Yes.
What we may have to do
what
is
do you mean
order.
If?
Well, I mean, we, you know, look, best laid plans of traveling halfway around the world.
True. Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, Katie, we're counting on you.
We'll see how your lungs
trust
hold
me,
out.
Like, once we get, right? But no, Katie, once you've booked a trip here, you are going to be so goddamn busy.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
For the duration
we are going
of your
to have
trip,
so much vodka at Moscow.
Oh my God, yes. So many burgers.
We are going to get you in fest garb and dust.
We'll have
drag
to make
you
a stop at
Renaissance
Dunord.
Festival. Yep. We'll have to go to Dunord. We'll have to go to fucking Burning Brothers.
Oh, my God.
There's so much to do. We're going to go. Oh, there's so much. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be dragging
your bionic.
You need to
you
just be here for a week at least.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Give us some time to drag grass around town. All right.
We've got to get a poutine in her.
Oh, my God, yeah. We got to try to get Chip down here and Charlie. Okay. Question three. Minnesota or Como? Got to be zoos.
Yeah.
Minnesota. Como is depressing as fuck.
Como's a little sad.
Yeah.
I go to that one more frequently.
Como is still kind of fun in its simplicity, though. Like,
I just... It always feels like it's the off season, no matter what season.
Exactly.
You go. That's that's a little sad.
The Minnesota Zoo is the blockbuster, high budget movie, whereas Como Zoo is that indie film that was made on a shoestring budget, but you love.
I guess, but I don't like the idea of a shoestring budget taking care of a zoo.
But that troubles me. That you love.
Don't be wrong. I like bits of it. It always kind of makes me a little sad.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but they've got puffins.
They do have puffins.
Puffins.
It's been a long time since we've done the fucking Idle Thumbs callbacks.
Yep.
Horseback.
I was the one.
Underrated or overrated?
Oh. Depending on what we are talking about.
I don't know what this one is at all.
Neither do I, but I'm going to go overrated.
Okay. This is probably relevant to something we were talking about at the time.
More than likely.
You guys both said overrated, so I'll go underrated? Yeah. Okay, underrated. And lastly, headwaters of the Mississippi or boundary waters?
Boundary waters.
I bet I don't care about either, but I bet headwaters of the Mississippi is not as far north. Therefore...
Actually, no.
Aren't those mid-state? Because I feel like there's a curve on that, isn't there?
There is, but it's still pretty far north.
But less far than boundary, because boundary implies Canada.
But boundary is straight north, and there's a very large amount of it, whereas headwaters, you got to go north and kind of west.
Well, then I want whatever one is closer to home.
North Shore? I love the North Shore. So why isn't the North Shore a thing?
Yeah, really. I think Boundary Waters.
I'm going to go Boundary Waters just because it's closer to the North Shore. Yeah. And I like
assuming
the
Headwaters is closer, I'm going to say that just for the sake of argument.
Okay.
All right. Question one, Little T's or Uptown Diner? Better After Bar Eats.
Oh, Little T's?
Little T's. No, yeah, After Bar is the trick, though, right? Because Little T's is a bar. They close at bar. Uptown Diner used to be open 24 hours, but I believe they are again.
But I have gone... Not sure. But
I think I just saw that they were just redoing that.
If I've been out drinking, and I am hungry...
I want nachos, not a cinnamon.
I want Little T's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Matt's are 5/8. This is what we thought. Better Juicy Lucy. I got to stick with 5/8. That's the one I take Chip to.
Oh, but
you know,
that's the one I took. I have only had a Matt's Juicy Lucy before I learned that I shouldn't have dairy. So,
I really need to just based on variety. I gotta go with
the good fries
with the 5/8.
Yeah, I would say, but for
and
me,
the fact
if
that
I
it's slightly closer to my
when house. I take an out of towner, I take them to 5/8. If I have enough time, I would take them to both. Yeah. But I go 5/8 is my if you have to do one.
Under or over?
Como or Minnesota.
Oh, Como, yeah.
Which zoo do you prefer? We were right on that.
Minnesota Zoo is I prefer.
I think I prefer Minnesota, yeah. I just don't think it's right on.
Well, and they've got some really good kids' exhibits and stuff to bring the kids to.
Over or underrated, which is the Mall of America?
Oh, way overrated.
Way overrated.
I think the difficulty there is who are you asking? I
suppose there's that.
No one thinks it's special here.
No.
No, it is probably billboarded on tourist shit in other places. Right. But
I've worked there. The place is overrated.
No, but the thing is, like, we literally just think of it as a mall. We don't think of it as anything special.
No, because I'm not from here.
But, I mean, you've been here since it was built.
No, I haven't.
You were not here before it was built? It was built in 96.
Oh, no. I see what you're saying. No,
you know what I mean?
When I first came to this... When I moved here, it was the Mall of America.
Sure.
You know, I was a tourist, basically.
Okay.
And I hated it. Because the first time through, it was like, holy shit, this place is huge. It's got a fucking roller coaster inside of it. And then I quickly grew to hate the place.
Huh. And I feel like that's the average... That's the average story arc for people. I do think that is giving it short shrift. Because what it really becomes, though, is it has a wide variety of bullshit. It has things that could not be supported anywhere else in another mall. And sometimes that makes for an interesting experience. And if you take it for what it is, it's fine. It's not spectacular. It's not shitty. It just is. You know what I mean? It's like, is the color... orange somehow fundamentally bigger or better than green or yellow.
Actually.
And it's like, it's just not. It's just, it is just, it just is what it is, right? And so if you want yellow, you go to Southdale. If you want green, you know, you go to Burnsville. If you want,
you have mislabeled these colors entirely.
Fair
sir.
Enough. But if you want orange, you go to Mall of America. But the point is, it's like, they're all just like, okay. Like, if I want to go to a place that has a store that will only sell hot sauce, I go to the Mall of America. Right. If I want to go to Kohl's, well, then I go to fucking, you know, wherever. Ridgedale.
But the thing
But to us, these are all local shopping haunts. They're not special. As a tourist trap, I would say overrated.
Yeah.
But for me as a person, it's neither over or under. It just is.
It's just a place to do a thing.
Yeah. It's just, I go there to take my son on some roller coasters and then buy a fucking slushie.
Okay, so,
you know.
So of the two that you are splitting it into, it's neutral and overrated. So
I guess I would
on
give
average,
it just the tip to
so
overrated.
So on average, it's overrated.
Yeah. I would say just the tip to overrated.
But it is overrated.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's known, but it's by the narrowest of margin.
But it's still overrated.
For the average local, it's nothing. It just is. Mm. You go there the same way you would choose to go to any mall. Oh, I want to go to...
Except I don't.
You know, right, that's fine, but that's what I'm saying, though. You choose that based on the same way, because you wouldn't go to Ridgedale if Ridgedale didn't have the shops you didn't want either. You wouldn't go to the Galleria if the Galleria didn't have the shops you want either.
No, but the Mall of America does have the shops that I would go to, and I don't go there.
Okay, that's fine. But, I mean...
Because I can't stand that place.
Right, but you have an irrational hatred of it because you're irrational.
Also that.
So, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, for me, I go there, I go, okay, I want to go hit these three things that I can't hit anywhere else, then I go there. Or I go, I just need to go to Barnes & Noble, I can do that closer to home. I'm not going to go to the Mall of America to go to Barnes & Noble. I can go someplace that's half the distance.
Well, I know somebody that works at the one in Mall of America, so... Yeah.
Sure, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a very practical concern if you're a local. But you do still see tourist groups that are very obviously tourist groups.
Oh, indeed.
And it's like, I guess this is still a vacation destination for people if you're in this state. And that's weird.
I guess now especially because they've got like the hotels attached to it and everything like that.
Which does mean I got to go to a Steak and Shake for the first time.
Closed the movie theaters.
Those finally closed, I think, just like this month.
Yeah.
Which, you know what?
Tomorrow, I believe.
That's fine. Like, those were way overpriced.
Oh, yeah. No, they
so
were. They
I'm okay
were,
with that. That's fine. And lastly, which trip would you rather take? Headwaters of the Mississippi or Boundary Waters?
Boundary Waters.
I stand by my answer and my reason. Whichever's closer to home so I can get back faster, because fuck both of those.
Yep. Because you don't know what's good.
It's fine. Maybe not. I just... Yeah. No part of that is appealing to me. You know?
You're lame.
Yeah, you know. I'm okay with that. Yeah. You know, more room for you at those two places.
I don't need more room. It's...
Well, but that's the whole point, is that you would have room.
There's like...
But if all of us went there, it would suck.
A gajillion acres.
Because then it would just become like, you know, the average national park.
So, if all of us went there, it would suck because you were there.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm keeping it to be a place with a bajillion acres without people in it because I stay home. You're welcome. I've just made your favorite thing better.
Taking one for the team.
Yeah, that's my move.
That's why he's doing it. Totally.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I did my camping in my youth. And that's the weird thing. It's just my dad's like, didn't you like our camping trips? I'm like, yeah, I did. Do you want to take your kids camping? I'm like, not even a little. I don't know. But somehow that just does not...
I actually go camping more as an adult than I did as a kid.
Really?
Me too.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. I honestly didn't go camping that often.
Well, I mean...
We went every other year.
Renaissance Festival.
I didn't have that as a kid.
Yeah. So, I mean... Still taking that into account, I take myself out camping more than, like, I went once every few years with family. Now I go generally once a year, maybe twice.
I'm going to change your mind.
Ooh. I don't think that's true.
No, I think I am. Because
did you bury gold somewhere?
If you are going to the headwaters,
and I'm not.
But if you were...
And I'm not.
Of the two options...
Which I didn't take.
But I'm just saying, of the two options...
Which I didn't
If
use,
you go to the headwaters...
Which I won't.
You are going to have to head east.
And I will not.
But if you go to the boundary waters...
Which I haven't.
You got to go north and pass through Duluth.
That sounds awful.
Where Fitgers is...
But there's also civilization.
And Canal Park Brewing.
I would stop in Duluth. That's not camping.
No, but what I'm saying is you, if you are forced to go on one camping trip or another, the Boundary Waters, you would at least have Duluth beer.
But you see, there's no way in hell I would continue past.
But you must.
But this,
No. In the spirit of the question, you have to go on one.
It's kind of like the Ghost of Christmas Past. You just got to go with it, Matt.
But it's fine. But in the spirit of the question, then, whichever one I get to the destination quickest so that I might leave immediately and return home is the one I would choose. So if I can get to the one that does Never Brewery and then return home faster, I would do that.
Really?
Yes, because fuck being in a wilderness and camping. I don't want to ever do it.
But the thing is assuming you have to spend one night there either way.
Okay, then yes. But I could also just bring
because otherwise it's not camping otherwise. You're just going
fair,
there.
Okay, yeah.
It's specifically said a camping trip.
I mean, I can just bring whatever I want on the way.
Or you could get beer you can't normally get.
Sure. But that's not that special.
You're not that special.
Also true.
You could have Fitgers and Canal Park.
I do love both of those things.
Castle Danger.
Right, but
the Cray Gin.
Those don't justify a trip out of town to sleep in a tent.
Thirsty Pagan.
Those might justify a trip to sleep in a hotel.
Look, I'm just saying, if you're going to be sitting in a tent anyway, you might as well have really good beer.
Sure, but things I can bring any really good beer.
You get really good beer that you can't get anywhere else.
Which is meh. And again, if I have a shorter trip home in the morning, I'd rather bring other really good beer. The goal is to have the camping be the least awfully inflicted part of my life possible.
Which is why you have Duluth beer.
But the faster trip home will always win over quality of beer. Because it can bring.
But the difference is negligible.
If the difference is 30 minutes, it's not negligible. If the difference is 20 minutes, it's not negligible.
You guys, I'm bored.
I'm also bored.
You guys.
With camping, because it sucks.
I can't describe to you,
apparently, how much I hate the idea of being out in the wilderness.
But how do you feel about being out in the wilderness, Matt?
I'm not a fan.
No, I didn't pick up on that the first 15 times you said it.
You know.
Really, I just want to go to Duluth.
I picked up on. Yeah.
Because Duluth beer is great.
All right, we're going to Duluth.
For beer.
Some of us may be camping.
To be fair.
All right, Katie, when you get here, we're taking a road trip.
Oh, my God, yes.
That would actually be a fucking hoot. Yeah. No, if she has enough time that we can take her to Duluth, I would absolutely take
you. Katie, you need to be here for a month.
But she
If Katie shows up and wants to go camping, will you go camping with us?
No.
No? Unless it's like staying overnight at a fest. No. Because camping sucks.
But Katie.
Yeah. High five, Katie. Go get eaten by a bear. Waste those lungs. I'm not going to do it. New lung meat. Like, let the bears enjoy it. But, camping. No. If I won't camp for my own goddamn children, I'm not camping for someone else. So, no. That said,
I think Matt has made his point quite clear.
Do we have anything we need to plug real quick before we get out of this?
I have nothing.
Do you guys not have a Vilt Tent show?
I mean,
you may not be in it, Dix, but you're in the cast.
There's one coming up this Friday, the Fuck 2016 show. It's this Friday at 10 p.m.
The 30th, I'm sorry.
Yep,
this Friday the 30th.
It's a Fuck 2016 show, and for real, you guys, Fuck 2016.
The year-end Fuck shows are always the best.
Especially because fucking Carrie Fisher went.
Yeah, that sucks.
I know. I'm looking at memes right now.
Right?
I mean, I'm playing games. God damn it, I'm really conflicted as to what I'm supposed to be doing on the internet right now. Otherwise, I don't think I have anything.
Yeah, we'll have some Fearless Lab Double Line coming up in the next couple of weeks, but it's a little early for those. So, yeah. No,
Working on some stuff, so I'll have some stuff.
Oh, there's always something.
But
for now, if you're local and available, come check out Vilification Tennis this Friday, the 30th. Oof, that was gross.
Wow. Hiccup. That was disgusting.
Come check out Vilification Tennis this Friday the 30th at the Bryan Lake Bowl.
It was because it was P. Jameson.
There you go. And check that out. It's always a hoot. I will most likely be there, actually. And other than that, check out Apropos of Nothing on Facebook. Check out Fearless Comedy Productions on Facebook or Vilification Tennis on Facebook.
Oh my God, I do have a thing.
Busy. Jenna just recalled something. She should be
playing. You guys... go to dielaughingmarathon.com.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to perform, and you know you want to perform.
And you do.
And you don't have to be the best act out there. You don't even have to be a mediocre act. If you want to try something new, we want to give you time to do that. Mm-hmm. It is one of the founding principles of Fearless is to give people opportunities to try new shit. things that are a bit daring. I am going to start booking soon. So if you get your name on that list now, it's going to give you a much better opportunity to get a spot that you can actually take. Because booking happens until everything's filled. And if somebody has already taken all the spots that you can perform in, and then I get to your name and it's all full, I can't do it.
Yep.
So yeah, get your names in there now. It's a little form. We ask you some questions about what your needs are. We ask you for all of your promotional information up front so that we don't have to ask you again later.
Yeah, kids all ages or PG-13 or R-rated.
Basically, it's a questionnaire for booking information so that I know where to place you, marketing information, and stage info. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, simple stuff. Great place to try something new. A lot of acts have given their first shot at doing whatever it is they do on a Die Laughing stage because much like Fearless Lab or a lot of the other things we've done, it's a very welcoming and friendly audience. So if you want to try something new, it's a great place to do it. Or if you want to showcase something you do in front of an audience that you've not performed in front of, it's also great for that. Because once again, it's a very receptive and excited audience. And it is live streamed and it is well covered on Facebook.
Oh my God, right.
So a great chance to get some publicity for your established act or to get some buzz around a new act.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Again, dielaughingmarathon.com. There are currently two pages up. One of them's the homepage. The other page is the application. So go fill it out.
Yeah. And we'll be talking about more about Die Laughing as we get closer to it, which is a ways off yet. But, start planning now.
I have a couple of public service announcements.
How dare you?
It is pretty damn close to the end of the year. In fact, I think next episode will be next year.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, it will, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so this is our last episode of 2016.
Shit. Are you going to get all smushy on it?
No. God, no. What I'm going to say is, if you want to register at the cheapest price for Convergence...
Oh, shit, yeah.
You have about half a month to do so, because the prices start going up on the 15th?
I think you're right.
January 15th.
It used to be at the end of the year.
But I think they push it back to the 15th.
Well, this will go up quickly, so as you hear this, check the Convergence website so you don't miss it.
But it is coming up, so if you want to get the much-reduced rate before the prices start going up... start getting your registration for Convergence in. Speaking of pre-registration, Mondo Jugglefest.
Oh yeah.
This year is February 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Ah!
If you want to pre-register for that, you need to have that in by January 9th.
Okay.
Prices is reduced just a little bit. Go to mondofest.org for the form to fill out. But for reduced rates on various festivals and stuff, now is the time to get that shit done.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to make Mondo again because I've got my trivia doodad. But
yeah, we're hoping to get Chip and Charlie in town for Convergence this year.
Oh yes,
That is the goal. Charlie is super gung ho about it, and Chip is just like, "Fuck it."
I thought you were going to say for Mondo at first.
No, I'd love to. No, don't get me wrong. But like,
look, if I have to choose between the two,
no, absolutely.
That Horseshow Hot Dog Patreon has to get a little.
I think
bit
I'm the only one that like prefers Mondo.
No,
over
don't get me wrong. I love the idea of Mondo too, but it's just we managed to pay for airfare for them to do the Twin Cities Horror Festival this year, which is a huge accomplishment for us. And so they're going to be paying out of pocket, or at least to a greater degree, if they manage to come down for
Convergence. Oh, definitely.
So, like, don't get me wrong, as people continue to support the things we do, which, by the way, all of you listen to this, thank you for supporting.
Thank you so much.
As those things happen, like, yeah, you'll be able to see more of these names we talk about, and hopefully, the things we talk about can be brought closer to you if you don't come here. But yeah, it's been fun, and we'll see. We'll have some more names and faces that you might recognize, or at least voices that you might recognize as we move along into the future here. So, that said, have yourselves a wonderful week. Hope you all had a happy holiday. Merry Crimbo, happy Hanukkah Matata, and
eat the fucking cake.
Eat the fucking cake. Have a good New Year. Don't be dumb. Get home safe on New Year's.
Eat the fucking.
Because we won't talk to you after that.
Eat the fucking fruitcake.
Eat the fruitcake for New Year's.
No.
New Year's fruitcake.
No.
If you eat the fruitcake and survive,
no.
Let us know.
Okay. Night, everybody.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Talking and testing the microphone.
Microphone.
Also testing this microphone.
Microphone.